Yeah. Yeah. Two for Tuesday. 773 requested for Two for Tuesday, some Culture Club. I'll tumble for you. Man, oh man. I remember when Culture Club first hit. It's like, who is this Boy George guy? What's his deal? You know? Now, you look at Boy George, the way he was dressed in the early 80s, and it's nothing. Big deal, though, in the early 80s. I'm like, what? It's funny when I watch, you know, sometimes I watch The Tonight Show reruns.
Really?
Yeah, every once in a while. I particularly enjoy the ones from the early 80s when there's at least one or two Boy George jokes in Johnny's monologue. He had a 95-year-old actress on who was a regular, semi-regular. She didn't start acting until she was like in her late 60s or 70s or something. So he had her on. And it was right around, it was like 83 or 84. And so he's like, what do you think of this Boy George? She's like, I think he's wonderful or something. Something like that. Johnny was shocked. Yeah, man. There's also, you know, in the 80s, early 80s, during the Reagan presidency, nothing but Tip O'Neill jokes. It's like 8 million Tip O'Neill jokes in the monologues in the 80s. 70s, Yul Gibbons, as we mentioned earlier. All right. We have some offbeat holidays that you can celebrate this month of September. So let's see. You could have celebrated on September 2nd. You could have celebrated Bring Your Manners to Work Day. All right. September 4th was Newspaper Carrier Day. Yesterday was Be Late for Something Day. You know, for a lot of people, that's every day. I didn't know that there was a specific day if you could be late. It says, while a lot of people don't need an excuse to be late, all of you punctual people out there should try to cut loose on this day and be tardy for something for once. Okay. I'm so not the late person. And it's always weird when you're like, when you date someone who is constantly late, because I'm on time and I'm usually early. Whenever I'm going someplace, I will get there either on time or early. I'm very, very, very rarely late. But when you like date someone or marry someone who is constantly late, it gets a little bit crazy. And you know, like, and as a result, you're late. Like if you're going somewhere with that person, then you end up being late. Then it would drive me nuts. I know it's like a little thing. Now, Esmeralda, you're never late, are you? You're usually on time places, right?
For the most part, I've started to become a late person because of me.
Oh, God. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. When you're, let's say you are perpetually early or on time, like I am all the time. When you are now suddenly coupled with someone who is late all the time, it reflects bad on you.
Yeah, there's been a couple times where I got very mad at him because he was like, he was supposed to be there like 45 minutes before he shows up. I'm like, where were you? What's going on? He's like, oh, you're mad? I'm like, yeah, because you said it 45 minutes. I understand like 20, but 45?
What about you, Dan? You're never late.
Yeah, you know, Eileen is one to be late. And it was a big sticking point in our relationship, and she's just like I understand I'm late, but I don't know why it's a big deal. And I went producer card on her. I was just like, listen, it's my job to be on time to things, and my, like, even when I'm showing up to the party, in my head I'm like, I want to get there at 7:45 because I'm not going to be the first person, but I'll be early.
Right.
I can establish a pattern. I can have a drink before everybody shows up. And like, I'm thinking, like, if I make my entrance now, the night's going to be great. And if that's thrown off, that bothers me. And she's
whole,
like,
night gets thrown.
Right. She's just, yeah, like, wow. All right.
So. You know, there was a period of time when Because, you know, this is, I know that this sounds very, you know, cliched, but my second wife, Heather, took forever to get ready to go out. And, you know, you see me, I'm a slob. Takes me 5 minutes. The shower takes me 10 minutes. I'm out of the shower. I put clothes on. I'm ready to go. So there were times when I wouldn't even get ready. I would just, because I knew she was going to be, it was going to take her an hour and a half. So I wouldn't even get up. I would just sit on the couch. I would, you know, and then I would not even attempt to stand up and walk towards the front door until she was at the front door opening it to leave. I wouldn't get up. Wouldn't do it. I'd just say, all right, we're going to be here, you know. Do you ever like make plans with someone and then tell your wife or your girlfriend or whoever you're with that, you know, if you were told to be there at 7, you tell her 6:30?
I inadvertently did that once.
Did you?
I thought a wedding started at 5:30 and it started at 6. And
did she get mad at you because she thought?
No, because like I was mad the entire ride. And then we showed up, and we were 20 minutes early, and I'm like, well, this actually worked out pretty good.
Yeah. See, that's sometimes a little route you can take.
Yeah.
You know, your friends go, yeah, be here at 8 o'clock. All right. And then you tell your girlfriend, yeah, we got to be there at 7:15.
My favorite was one of my favorite little taverns is a place called G&L at Grace and Lovett.
Oh, yeah.
And one of our good friends and Eileen actually used to live right around the corner from there. And so I showed up and they were getting ready and I got the text just as I was pulling in front of their house. And I'm like, we need a few more minutes. And I'm like, well, that means 20. So I'm just going to go have a drink. And so they sure enough, they walked down as I was finishing the last gulp and they called me. They're like, did you leave? I'm like, nope. And they're like, are you at G&L? And I'm like, yep.
All right. September 11th is National Hug Your Hound Day. So if you have a hound, hug it. September 13th is Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day. No. No, no, no. They can't take over the kitchen. I think it's cool to show your kids how to cook and to have them help in the kitchen. But not taking over. No, you know what? Here, you peel that. That's what you're going to do right now. You're going to peel that. Give me a teaspoon of sugar and peel that. There, you've helped. And kids taking over the kitchen. Could you imagine that? Oh, my God. All right. Hey, we got a break here. We got the news coming up, and then more offbeat holidays you can celebrate in September, and my dad will provide a laugh for this morning with a joke. That don't impress me much. Yeah. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Yeah. A guy requested Shania Twain. Whatever happened to her?
She tried a comeback, I thought, a couple years ago, and Lionel Richie actually tried to help her come back. She had some type of issue with being in front of crowds after...
Really?
Yeah, she had some, I don't know, a phobia almost that developed. And she actually kind of recruited Lionel Richie to help her get over that. And I know she was back on stage for a while. I'm not sure if she's
That is a weird combination.
Yeah.
Who do I need to help me out of my stage fright? Lionel Richie.
I mean, he'll have you dancing on the ceiling.
That's right. All night long.
Yeah. He's very friendly.
I'm just surprised by that because Shania Twain was huge. You know? I mean...
Yeah. Back, mid-90s?
Mid-90s?
Or early, yeah.
Are you kidding? She was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know that. Shania Twain, well, we thank you, Lionel Richie. We thank Lionel Richie for many things.
Grateful nation.
We're very grateful for Lionel Richie.
Apparently they duetted on Endless Love.
What?
Huh. Like a new version?
It's got to be a new version because the original is Diana Ross.
Yeah, a new version. Yeah, Dan's right, a new version. I believe that's when they came out with trying to get her to come back.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Shania. She's from Canada, you know.
I do. I know that. And your eyes, they tell me how much you care. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What? There's something about that. It just sounds, I think it's overproduced or something. It just sounds kind of hokey. The way they're singing.
Really? Endless Love sounds hokey to you?
Yeah, no, but like, but Endless Love with Lionel Richie and Diana Ross sounded sweet. This just kind of sounds.
Yeah. Well, it's got a very slick production, you can tell.
Yeah, and it's like, ugh, yeah. I don't know.
Well, I mean, by the way, have you seen the movie?
No.
Endless Love? Oh. Good God.
Should I go home and watch that?
No.
Okay. No? Okay.
No. Oh. Tom Cruise's first movie.
Oh.
Yeah. It's got like two lines in it. He basically tells the main character to set a fire and burn down his girlfriend's house.
Oh, cool.
What a horrendous movie that was. I mean, I just...
Is that The Endless Love?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Martin Hewitt was the actor in the movie. He was supposed to be like the next big thing. Whatever happened to that guy? Martin Hewitt. It was him and Brooke Shields.
Mm.
Martin Hewitt. I remember he had like a big breakdown in the movie. Because I think they throw him in a mental institution because he burns the damn house down and almost kills Brooke Shields' family. Because the idea was Tom Cruise was like, yeah, you know, you ought to set her house on fire and save her.
Oh, no.
Like, that was the idea, to set some stuff on her front porch on fire, and then you come along and save them, and then you'll endear yourself to the family.
Oh, no, that's never a good idea.
Especially from Tom Cruise.
Ugh.
Martin Hewitt currently owns a home inspection service in San Luis Obispo, California.
Good for him.
Home inspect? Does he make sure that your house isn't going to set on fire?
Oh, I wonder if he uses
he
that.
Probably. I wouldn't want that guy in my house. Wait a minute. You're not going to inspect my house. You set Brooke Shields' house on fire. Get out of my house, Martin Hewitt.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Anytime an agent asks him to reprise his acting, he says, hey, man, I got to go. I've got an inspection.
Wow.
All right. God, Endless Love is so bad. All right. September 16th, we're talking about offbeat holidays that you can celebrate in September. September 16th is World Play-Doh Day. So it's when you get out your Play-Doh.
Play-Doh is fun.
I like the way Play-Doh smells.
I have a bottle of Eau de Play-Doh.
Like perfume?
Yeah.
That smells like Play-Doh?
Uh-huh. They came out with... Because remember, there was a big thing a few years ago where it was like, this would smell like dirt or smell like grass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
They had made a Play-Doh one.
It's because it's got a great... Because Play-Doh smells great.
And I have a bottle of it.
Wow.
I don't wear it, but...
Why do you have it?
I got it, you know, radio.
Oh, it was part of the, yeah, man, go to the free table and get your Play-Doh perfume.
Oh,
is that...
I mean, pretty
were you working with Brandmeier at the time?
Yeah.
Of course you were. Yeah, man, yeah, baby. My pants fell off and I've got Play-Doh perfume to give away. Right, Buzz?
Buzz wasn't there at the time.
Oh. Buzz is awesome, by the way. Buzz Killman is the king. He's hilarious. When they used to be on after me,
mm-hmm.
I used to see Johnny in the hallway and stuff because he's a lunatic, as you know.
Right, yes.
Buzz would come in and sit down, you know, in the office there. But he did have a habit of searching through the drawers that were in the... Like
just,
looking through my drawers and stuff, that because I keep stuff in the filing cabinet. Yeah, I don't know. And they did it on the air one time.
Oh no!
They went through my drawer and I've got weird stuff in there. And he's like, I don't know what the hell this is.
I love that you can admit that you had weird stuff in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I've got Count Fartula, and what was it, Fartenstein?
Did they wake them up?
They pull. He's like, why do we got what is this? Because it was right around October. I guess it was right around Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Because I have those out. During Halloween, I'll take them out and I'll have them on the show. And they were in the drawer at the time. There's Buzz Killman going, what the hell is it, Count Fartula?
Oh, God. Oh.
All right. September 22nd is Dear Diary Day. So get reacquainted with your diary. Do you keep a diary? Do you ever keep a diary?
I always tried. Never got past like day two. I'd always forget about it.
Yeah, there are diary people, though.
Oh, no, for sure.
Like, big time.
There's a whole, I mean, there used to be a whole market for it.
Yeah.
With teenage girls.
And oh, yeah.
Locking it up.
Yeah.
Voice-activated locks.
September 22nd is Hobbit Day. Ooh.
You can wear your big feet.
And big hairy feet. September 22nd is the birthday of cousins Bilbo and Frodo Baggins from The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. Go barefoot, have a hobbit party, journey somewhere, and most of all, be brave. I didn't know that Bilbo and Frodo were born on the same day. How did I not know that? Wow. September 24th is National Punctuation Day. So get your commas correct. I don't know. What do you do on Hobbit Day?
Well, what do they say? Be brave and what?
We have a hobbit party and go barefoot.
Okay. So the soundtrack is that that Bilbo Baggins song. And
by Leonard Nimoy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. September 25th, National One-Hit Wonder Day.
Oh.
See, now your ruling for that is going to be different than anybody else's.
Probably. Yeah.
Because you don't think anybody has a hit until it's number one.
Yeah.
You don't acknowledge anything but number one hits. So if it's a one-hit wonder that's, you know, song peaked out at number five, nope. Doesn't count.
I have strict rules.
Yeah, you do. All right. September 29th is International Coffee Day. All right. You know,
that stuff, that creamer?
No. I think it's... That's what it is.
What was
it's
that?
International Coffee Creamer Day.
What was that stuff?
Coffee Mate, right? No.
It came in like a little tin.
No, you're right.
I remember the commercials.
That's what it is. It's that brand only. You can't celebrate any other coffee.
They don't even make it anymore, I don't think.
You know, I was reading some, you know, trivia behind the scenes stuff about Fight Club because I like to, during the talk after the movie tonight, I want to give some facts about the movie that they might not know, people might not know. And I learned a lot. There's a lot of crazy, because Fight Club is jammed with a bunch of crazy stuff. Like, really crazy movie. And evidently, and I'm going to watch it very closely tonight, there is a cup of coffee in every shot of the movie. In every shot of the movie, hidden somewhere.
Interesting.
Is a cup of coffee. Now, I know there's a bunch of Starbucks and stuff. Because, you know, they talk about Starbucks. Although the coffee shop Starbucks was like, yeah, you can use our product. That's cool. But you can't during the Project Mayhem scenes when they're destroying everything and they push that big ball and it goes into the coffee shop. That was supposed to be a Starbucks.
But they couldn't.
They said no.
Well, yeah, because it's.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so a cup of coffee, like a
the,
cup-
what I read was that in every scene.
There's coffee.
There's a cup of coffee or coffee in every scene. Now, there's a ton of coffee in the movie. There's a ton of coffee in the movie.
Right. Well,
because they go to those support groups, and all they're doing is drinking coffee and smoking.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of Starbucks references in it. There are two shots of, you know, there's that one shot where the camera's coming out of the garbage can, and there's the coffee is on top of that, and there's like a White Castle bag in there. It's all, you know. And then, but then there's the shot where he's talking about how he has insomnia, and on the copier is a coffee cup of Starbucks. It's going back and forth as he's making copies.
Oh,
and everybody's drinking coffee in the back. I just never. I mean, you knew there was an excessive amount of coffee in the movie,
right?
I just didn't know, according to this factoid, that there is hidden. I'm going to be looking for coffee cups at the screen.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. They're drinking coffee at the paper.
Yeah,
the paper street.
When they're drinking coffee. When they're up making soap, there's coffee on.
Coffee.
Yeah. See, it's going to be interesting. I'm glad I brought that up. Now I'm going to look for it tonight.
That's neat.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, we got to take a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke, and that's brought to you by the greatest restaurant on the planet, Gale Street Inn. And then we'll finish up some of these special days that you can celebrate in September. Hey, by the way, tomorrow morning show, Wednesday morning show. Dave Hoekstra is going to be on, and Dave, as you know, hosts Nocturnal Journal right here on WGN.
Yes.
Saturday nights. He's also a great guy and a great writer, and he, along with Steve Dahl, wrote the definitive book on disco demolition.
Oh.
So Dave's going to be on the show tomorrow morning. studio to talk about it. And he was there, and because I read the book, and he talks about how he was at Disco Demolition, and where he describes where he was sitting, we were really sitting close to each other.
Yeah, so you probably walked by him.
I bet I did at some point. I'm not kidding, because he talks about where he was sitting. He's upper deck left field. I was like, yeah. And then he talks about where he was situated. I was like, yeah, Dave and I were not very far from each other at Disco Demolition. But anyway, he's going to be on tomorrow. So that's going to be fun. The book is great. The book is, and he talks to everybody. Hoekstra talks to everybody. It's like a, it's set up like a oral history thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Very, very cool. All right. September 30th is Hug a Vegan Day.
Nah.
Aren't you afraid that if you hug a vegan, they'll break?
Yeah. No, I was going to say, they're probably so frail.
Yeah. How about some birthdays? Oh. September 9th. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Colonel Harlan Sanders.
The chicken man?
Yes. What, do you know any other Harlan Sanders?
Well, I didn't know what his first name
was.
Oh,
Harlan, yeah.
No,
he was born in 1890. Colonel Sanders will always be known as the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Before that, he worked as a farmhand, a painter, a streetcar conductor, a blacksmith's assistant, a railroad fireman, a lawyer, an insurance salesman, a secretary, a midwife, and a ferry operator.
A midwife? All
right. Could you imagine him as a midwife?
Is he in that suit? I'd imagine he'd get very dirty.
See, would... Oh, man. Roald Dahl was born on September 13th, 1916. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, James and the Giant Peach. Fantastic Mr. Fox. Another classic writer. September 15th, born in 1890. Same year as, would have been the same age as Colonel Harlan Sanders, the midwife. Agatha Christie. And 1924, September 16th, 1924, Lauren Bacall celebrates her birthday.
Very nice.
Yeah. September 18th, 1905, Greta Garbo. Let's see. How about this one? Oh, man. 1838, Victoria Woodhull.
Who's that?
She was the first woman to ever run for president of the United States.
Good for her.
She couldn't even vote. She couldn't vote. She was not allowed to vote at that time, but she ran for president of the United States. She divorced twice. She invested in the stock market. She published a newspaper. She worked as a clairvoyant. What's with all these other jobs that these people have had? Man.
Clairvoyant?
Yeah, she worked as a clairvoyant. And I guess she knew she wasn't going to win. Wait a minute. Hold it now. Woodhull ran for president on the Equal Rights Party ticket, but spent election night in jail on indecency charges for calling out the hypocrisy of a local minister.
So I like her.
They threw her in jail. All right. September 24th, 1936. Oh, Jim Henson's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The genius behind the Muppets didn't grow up with grand aspirations of puppeteering. As a high school senior in 1954, he landed a position with a local television station that wanted to show puppets. He was only an amateur puppet maker and operator, and he went along. Then he became Jim Henson, and the Muppets were born. September 25th, 1930, Shel Silverstein, the beloved children's author, has quite a claim to fame in the music world. Though few people know about it, he wrote Johnny Cash's hit, A Boy Named Sue.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Silverstein first played the ditty for the country crooner at a party in 1969, and days later, Cash played it during the live recording at San Quentin. Columbia Records released the song, and it went to number 2 on the pop charts, becoming Cash's biggest selling hit. Isn't that funny that, like, that's a novelty song, obviously. It's a great song.
It's novelty.
But that's, like, his biggest hit, and Chuck Berry, okay, like one of the inventors of rock and roll, responsible for some of the classic rock and roll songs of all time. His only number one hit was a song called My Ding-a-Ling.
Cool.
Which is as ridiculous a song as you can possibly imagine. Won't you play with my ding-a-ling?
Right.
Was the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
his only number one hit was My Ding-a-Ling.
People are weird. People are weird.
Yeah, they are. God, My Ding-a-Ling. Also, Queen Elizabeth I has a birthday in September, on September 7th.
Who do we have right now?
What?
Is that one? Who's the...
No, she was born in 1533. So this is Queen Elizabeth I, the very first.
Who do we have?
I don't know.
Well, not us.
She's the
second.
Queen
Elizabeth II.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's right, because they're named different things. For a second, I was like, is it Queen Elizabeth the 32nd or the whatever?
Queen Elizabeth the 90th.
Yeah.
At this point. So anyway, those are some of the birthdays. What are you going to do to celebrate Colonel Sanders' birthday?
Eat some chicken.
Deliver some chicken. A baby.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we could do, actually, yeah.
Yeah, you deliver a baby.
What kind of secretary was Colonel Sanders?
I don't know. It says he was a secretary.
Again, he had the suit for it.
A midwife and a ferry operator.
Maybe that's how he got good at taking orders.
Oh.
You just see. Now, every time I you know, talk about Colonel Sanders now, I just picture George Hamilton. So creepy.
Did you see the sunscreen?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. That makes sense.
All right. Well, hey, Esmeralda, thanks.
Yeah.
Welcome back to you, to me and to you.
I've been here, man.
Yeah, you've been there. That's right. So, all right, we'll take a break. I'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
On Wildcard Wednesday, right here on WGN. News is next.